Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 1st of September. And you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, good afternoon, listener. Hello. And Paul Andrews.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well. Did you have a nice weekend?
It was okay, thanks. It was fairly quiet, but
I say that
good.
So you ask about mine.
Give us a chance. Give us a chance. I was just going to wade my way through all of your tweets and pictures and all the other nonsense that you sent me all over the weekend.
Why was yours quiet?
Because I chose for it to be quiet.
Was it because you didn't have about 85 people hiding down your alley, so to speak? Down your back passage, so to speak.
Yeah, my back passage was completely free at the weekend.
So hang on a minute. You must be now officially...
here we go.
60 years old or young and 6 days or something. I can't work it out, can you? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday,
it'll
Wednesday,
be 9
Thursday,
days.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, 9 days.
I know. And I'm feeling all of those 9 days
and
as well.
And 6 hours.
Yeah. Thank you for that, for reminding me again.
So is that why you had a quiet weekend?
No, I had a quiet weekend because I chose to have a quiet weekend. What did you do, Jules, as if we didn't know?
I'm so glad
Cheryl
you
Cole.
Asked. I'm so glad you
Jules,
asked.
Jules, Cheryl, Serkin.
Well, I'm going to pass my periscope to Lindsay because I'm a bit bored holding it. Yeah. I was asked by the lovely Chris Searle to be a judge on the Bay Factor. Hashtag the Bay Factor.
So they were really struggling to find people then, were they?
No, they weren't. They had some fabulous judges. They had a lady that runs the performing arts school.
Oh, right.
And they had the guy that, Oz, that owns the vinyl record shop in Herne Bay.
Oh, right. He ought to listen to Bob Soley's show on a Saturday afternoon, Vinyl Records.
I gave him my card. But it was very, very good. And we had, so I couldn't do the first heat, could I? Because I was officiating at your thing. I was.
Oh, here we go. It's all my fault again.
Well, I was cleaning up with the rat cloth, wasn't I?
Yeah, it's all my fault again.
Cleaning up with the rat cloth.
Mm-hmm.
I said I could do the following one. And it was good. We were down to the final five. Very, very talented. Very young. We had one young lady who was 9.
Really?
And she was singing.
Was she good?
She was singing from Wicked, which is a little bit difficult because I actually deplore the musical Wicked. Lindsay, am I the only one? Because you're American. I found it very schmaltzy, and actually I wanted to vomit when I watched the show. Tell me.
I do know a few people who don't like it, but... So I'm... They're not American, so...
Well, the lady that I said who ran the performing... I think her name was Sophie. I can't remember now. She's lovely. I've got her card. I'll have a look in a minute. But she was horrified that I didn't like Wicked in the film.
Really?
I really found it very schmaltzy.
Right.
And she said, oh, don't you like theatre? And I said, I love theatre, but not Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not keen on
You're more a Frozen type girl, are you?
No, I'm definitely not Frozen. I like drama. I'm not mad on musicals, are you? Are you?
I'm not a big musical fan, although...
Suddenly burst into song...
Yeah, no, I have seen We Will Rock You about 50 times.
Well, that would be good.
And I also saw the lovely Dana Anyles, who's been... Dana Anyles.
Dana? I know what you mean.
Anna Daniels. Where did that come from?
Dana
Anyles. Anna Daniels, who actually was in Starlight Express for a long time.
Oh, but that's a different... Yeah. I mean, I'd love to see the Jersey Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see it when I was on Broadway recently. You see my bingo wings now when I'm doing that. Isn't it awful?
Yeah, yeah. That's live on Periscope. I bet you wish you hadn't done that.
I know, I do. I won't do it again.
No.
But I really wanted to see that. But it was really, really hot when we were in Broadway and in Manhattan, darling. It was very hot. So.
You've been in New York?
Yes.
Have you?
With Nurse Liz.
As if we didn't know.
With Nurse Liz.
Blimey, you never mentioned that. You kept that quiet.
But talking about... musicals. I do love Billy Elliot, you see.
Excuse me, hold on. We weren't talking about musicals. You asked
the Bay
me
Factor.
You asked me to ask you what you did at the weekend.
Yeah,
before we know it, we're on to Kez.
Theatre Darling.
And
Kez,
Billy Elliot,
that was a good one.
All kinds.
But have you seen Billy Elliot?
No.
Fantastic.
I've seen the film. I haven't seen the stage show.
Very, very good. And you do know that Ken Lloyd, the designer, almost... He was on the team that designed the Margaret Thatcher Britain's Not Working, or what was that, the thing that was in the, stage
the
thing?
The poster, yeah.
Yeah, he designed that.
Oh,
Ken,
wow.
The famous
that's
Ken
a bit
Lloyd.
Of a tenuous link.
Well, it's amazing.
That's like a Chris Evans breakfast. I can't speak this morning.
No, I noticed.
I must have got your teeth in instead
Can
of mine.
Can you ever?
Yeah.
But my teeth are considerably younger, of course. Quite a lot younger.
Really? Okay.
Anyway, the Bay Factor was great. But what I did love about Herne Bay Pier, as you're asking, listener, is they've got the most amazing... You must meet... We'll have a power meeting down there. Mm. Little deck chairs. And then they've got all these beach huts. One is a bar with goody ale and Prosecco. So, obviously, we indulge. Opposite, there's a Venezuelan cookery.
Wow.
Guy. Fabulous cookery.
What kind of food is Venezuelan?
Oh, amazing. Little black beans, plantain. Very healthy.
Right.
Very, very real food, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Good for you. Natural.
Okay.
And then there was Thai food.
Right.
Seafood. Great. The only thing is that Canterbury... Canterbury City Council, be careful what I say here, because we've got KCC on, have not supplied them with a public loo yet. So that was the main...
Canterbury City Council haven't supplied a lot of things, and some of the things they have supplied, they take away, like car parks, for instance, which isn't very clever.
Exactly. Well,
we won't talk about them.
Well, I did have an interesting conversation. There were a couple there that were drinking Prosecco on the next table while I was having mine post...
That must have been difficult for you.
Post the Bay
Somebody
Factor.
Else drinking Prosecco?
Yeah.
Did they offer you any?
Yeah, well, no, I had my own bottle, of course.
Well, obviously.
The strawberries. You've
obviously hidden them around the bay, obviously.
Oh, yeah, in each hut.
Exactly.
In a corner of a hut. But they actually had... I said, you know, where have you come from? They're from Maidstone. Mm. And they said that they'd been to Whitstable, but because they couldn't park, they'd totally given up. Mm. And so they'd gone on to the next town. So very interesting. If you can't park, you go on to the next. So it's the knock-on effect for Herne Bay and Broadstairs and all these others. Mm. I think Whitstable has almost outgrown itself. You know,
sure.
You cannot park there.
Sure.
So, I had a great weekend.
Oh, good. I'm glad we cleared that up.
Lovely Chris Searle.
I'm glad I asked now.
Who might be our sponsor?
I don't know. I've completely lost the will to live.
Shall I remind you?
Yeah, go on. I know who it is, but...
Is it FSB?
It is, in fact, the Federation of Small Businesses, and very proud to be sponsored by them. We are indeed.
Yes.
And we will be doing an FSB news roundup later in the show. But a big thank you to the folks at FSB, Kent and Medway, for ongoing support of the Business Bunker Show. We really do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We do. And, of course, the guest today, cracking show, because we've got the beautiful Lindsay Reynolds from America, of course.
Hello. Or,
by way of Maidstone.
Via Wingham.
Mm-hmm. And Maidstone, which is where she works.
Yeah. How long does that commute take you?
About 40 minutes driving and about 55 on the train.
Right.
So how do you do it?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. I car share, though. So.
Right.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's good. That's very KCC, isn't it?
Well, that's what we're going to be talking about later as well,
exactly.
Isn't it, with Lindsay. So we're looking forward to talking to Lindsay shortly. And coming up in the second part of the show, we are joined once again by radio show host from the US and marketing guru and expert, Mr. Ken Herron.
So and we love him.
And we love Ken, and we're looking forward to talking to Ken later as well as talking to Lindsay shortly.
I love the way you give them new surnames. Ken later and Lindsay shortly. Great surnames you give them.
It's going to be one of those days. Have you quite finished pointing that phone at people as well?
Yeah, there's lots of...
Am I getting lots of hearts?
Somebody said, this is heart. Meaning, little station.
Yeah. Cool. We'd like to hear from you, though, the businesses of Kent, so do get in touch with us, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01-303-874-998. That's 01-303-874-998. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the best way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWhip. We have had a few tweets in. We would get Jules to read some, but she's so busy playing with her phone these days.
You know what, Paul Andrews? Because we've got a lovely person that's begging, you know, and saying, hi, I'm listening in from London. Mm. And we've got to say hello to them on Periscope.
Okay.
It's at, they've popped off now, but it's Miz, M-I-Z.
Yeah.
They had a little longer name on there, but I'll see it when they say something again.
Okay.
I was rummaging in my handbag for my glasses, but here we are. At... @MIZANURALI, and she says, I'm here.
Hi, well, welcome.
Hello,
to
Ms.
you. Can you say it? Because I can't read out a spelling, can
Hello,
I?
Hello, Ms.
Ms.
At Ms. Annurali.
Ms. Annurali.
MIZANURALI. I'm writing it down.
Ms. Annurali.
Yeah.
Hello, Ms. Agnarelli. Thank you for joining us on Periscope and on the Kent Business Radio Business Bunker Show. It's a pleasure to hear from you. Thank you for joining us. And we would like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. You can tweet me at Vanilla Web, so do that. I'm going to start off with this. Me and Lisa were going to this, and I tweeted it out. And
Lisa and I, do you mean?
No, me and Lisa was going to this, and I tweeted it out, and before I knew it, Jules had started a lunch, and before I knew it, there's 100 people coming to the lunch. But anyway, Lisa, me, and half a dozen thousand other people are now going to watch, see, look, Moments in Time, which is a display of the photographic work of Alan Wiltshire, and it's based at the Horsebridge Centre in Whitstable. And the exhibition is taking place between the 17th and the 21st of September, between 9 and 6 p.m. So do a go along to the Horsebridge Centre between the 17th and 21st of September to see Moments in Time, a display of the photographic work of Alan Wiltshire. And I've no doubt you'll bump into me, Lisa Settle, Jules Serkin, Ken Lloyd,
Serenity
Mark
Becker.
Smith, Mark Sally Smith. For Cake, Serenity Becker, and the rest of the crowd that have all invited themselves to my lunch.
Ms says that you're hot.
Yeah, it's terrible in here. We've got the air conditioning on, though, Miss.
Yes, I don't know whether she means hot as in the American sense or as in it's a bit warm. I think she means you're hot.
It's warm.
It could be. Could be a bloke, of course.
Of course, it could. Absolutely. Mm. We've had some tweets. Cast from Kent. Hi, Business Bunker. Have a great show today. We'll be listening in as usual. Castfromkent.com. What else we got? See,
expensive link, Vanilla Web, enjoying listening in live.
Oh,
hello, expensive
Alan
link.
Yes. I've got an email from Alan with an update on the world's most expensive link, which we're going to read later.
Yeah, I wonder if he's watching on Periscope, Alan. No, we've rocked up. Oh, no, Miz is saying you are a pretty handsome man.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's obviously bad reception she's getting there. Whitstable Stove Shop, the lovely Mark Smith has tweeted in.
Saddleton Road.
Yeah, and he says, I'm going to be going to the Moments in Time event too. So there's another one added to the list.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening in, Mark, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Moments in Time at the Horsebridge Centre.
I actually sent, if Lisa's listening, he said he was referring to the other lady. Ms says, I think you, darling, yes, admiring you.
She's hot, not me.
So we're assuming that Miz is a bloke.
Right, okay.
We need to follow
We've sorted
him.
That out now. She's hot, I'm not. Is that how it works?
Though you are a very handsome man, and then they put LOL. So, obviously, you're not really...
I'm not liking him as time goes by. He's got good taste, but I'm not liking him.
But not in men, maybe.
Yeah, anyway, enough of that. Put your phone down. Web Monkey Studios have also tweeted in to say they're looking in, and they're a new listener.
Nude listener. I love a nude listener.
Oh, she's going to be in one of those moods today, and it really does get on my nerves when she's like this. So you're not going to read any emails or any tweets?
No, I am, yeah. I'll pass this to Lindsay to do some periscoping, because we've got quite a lot of viewers, you see.
Okay, anyway, well, South East Business Show, hi Vanilla Web, why not visit the B2BSoutheast.com event on the 25th of September at the Effingham Park, Gatwick. It's free to attend, and there are free seminars. You can find out more by going to the website, B2BSoutheast.com. Do check that out. That's on the 25th of September that's happening. And Fruitworks have tweeted in, hello Vanilla Web and Jules Serking. If you're looking for a hot desk in Canterbury, check out fruitworks.co, that's their website. Do have a look at that.
So the mystery word of the show must be something like hot today.
Yeah, something like that.
Did you know that on the 9th of September it's going to be Churchill's 50th anniversary, and it's going to be marked with the Institute of Directors visit to his former home?
50th anniversary of what? His passing.
Oh, it's his passing.
Mm-hmm. 1965.
Really? Because I went to... Is it Chartwell, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you when I read this, listener. Churchill will stand out as one of those giant figures in history. You're going to do his speech? Fight them on the trenches. What did
he say? We'll fight them on the trenches.
What did he say?
We'll fight them on the beaches.
On the beaches?
Yeah, okay. In the trenches, yeah.
Okay, with trench foot. Churchill will stand out as one of the giant figures in history. His life and service to the country was world-changing. And as part of the 50th anniversary commemorating his death, The Kent branch of the IOD, the Institute of Directors, has been given an exclusive opportunity to visit his home and to find out more about his life. The house is filled with treasures from every aspect of Churchill's life, including his studio and the exhibition Death of a Hero, commemorating his passing, funeral and enduring legacy. To talk about his legacy, the visit will also include an audience with his granddaughter, the Honourable Celia Sandys, who is also an internationally acclaimed author, journalist
and
lecturer.
That'll be Celia Sands.
Oh, Sands.
S-A-N-D-Y-S. Sands.
So it's an unusual spelling.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You feeling superior now?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought so. So the Institute of Kent Chair, who is Emma Lydiard, spelt properly and pronounced properly, Churchill, she said, had a colourful life, and we're delighted to have this amazing opportunity to visit his home and find out more about him. We're also grateful that his granddaughter will be present to help us understand more about the former Prime Minister. It'd be amazing to hear her memories, won't it?
Absolutely.
Emma. And we felt that this was an opportunity that couldn't be missed, and we will be open to non-members, but places are limited. So the visit is open, as Emma has said, for IOD members and non-members. It takes place on Wednesday the 9th of September. So let's have a look. It's also delivered in partnership with CAF Bank. You need to go to www.iod.com, connecting/events, and then you'll find it. Or go on to Kent Business Radio website and you'll find the link there. You can also contact the PR officer, Marcus Christostomou. I'm saying that in a Greek way. He could be Cypriot, of course. Christostomou on 07587175741. Christostomou. Christostomou.
That doesn't sound good.
Christostomou.
Marcus, that will be.
Yeah. 07587175741, who is their press officer.
Cool.
But that's the 9th of September. It must be Chartwell. They actually haven't mentioned the name of his home. I'm sure it was Chartwell.
It was Chartwell. Yeah.
See?
Yeah. It was Chartwell.
I'm going. I want to go. Because I went when I was about 8.
Did you?
With my mum and dad.
I was at Chartwell a few months ago. I did a speech there at a breakfast meeting.
Did you?
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah.
Well, it was nice when I was 8.
Yeah, yeah. We've had a tweet from Beth Cook, who's another new listener. Beth Cook Design, who says, afternoon, Vanilla Web. Listening in for the first time. Oh, thank you. Beth Cook Design on the Twitter.
Mm.
Hello,
I
Business
hope she's
Bunker.
She's going to look on Periscope as well. Just follow at Jules Serkin, JULES SERKIN.
Hello, Business Bunker. This Halloween, Dreamland Margate mutates into a world of nightmares and is transforming into Screamland, the region's largest scare festival. Launching in October with a number of scare shows and attractions, Screamland will be the spine-tingling scariest place in Kent. Guests will experience the very dark side of Dreamland with the usual unlimited use of the favourite rides and attractions, but with an unexpected twist.
Ooh.
I wonder what that could
Ooh.
Be.
Boris Karloff.
Yeah, Screamland. To really get into the Halloween festivities this year, go to dreamland.co.uk/Screamland. So that's dreamland.co.uk/Screamland and find out all about the Halloween special happening this October at Dreamland Margate. Cool.
I'm going to stop filming now so I can concentrate on tweets because you can't actually do it all.
You can't, but do you know what I'm going to do now?
Tunage?
I'm going to play a bit of tunage.
Are you?
Yeah, I got cheesy tunage. What do you reckon?
Okay. Ah, this is for Lindsay.
Born it's the boss.
Born in the USA.
It's the boss.
I do like the way he wears his jeans.
Absolutely.
Do you, Lindsay?
Yeah.
Born in the USA, I was born in the USA, I was born. Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Welcome back to The Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 1st of September, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly coffee.
Jules well, Sirkin. I didn't know you turned the...
I did point at you and point at the light that was on. You looked at it and coughed.
If I might say, it's a little bit premature.
Whatever.
You know, because the jingle was still playing.
Yeah, okay. You know. And you were still out making the tea, weren't you?
I know. A little bit of Earl Grey for me, a ginger for you.
Mm. Anyway, Born in the USA was a tribute to the two guests we got on here today, who both originate from that wonderful country, the United States of America.
Yes, and I was wondering, Lindsay, why she was living here with this rain all the time, because I got to the bottom of the reason.
Yeah, of course you did, yeah.
Young
yeah.
love.
You're a witch, aren't you?
Yes, young love.
You're just a witch, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Not from Wicked, though.
No, you're not. No. Do you know what? I think we might as well talk to Lindsay now, don't we?
Let's.
Yeah, should we do that?
Yeah, she's been doing all the periscoping for me.
You've made her, since the moment she walked in here, you've made her work really hard,
exactly.
haven't you? You've made her film stuff and all kinds of things. And she's taken it all in very good spirit, which is lovely. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show Lindsay Reynolds from Kent County Council. Kent Connected Project Manager?
Project Officer.
Project Officer. Yeah. You ought to be the manager.
Well.
We're going to write and complain to KCC.
We have a really good project manager, though. Yeah. Hi, Katie.
Lindsay, welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome you on the show. Because of the big build-up from Jules, who's made reference to the fact that you were not born in this country, why don't you just give us a little bit of background into where you were born and what brought you here in the first place?
Sure. So I'm from San Diego, which is in California, Southern California, where the sun shines.
I'm dreaming of
it. It sunshines every day, all day, for all year round.
It actually does.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
So a tiny bit of a change to be here, but that's okay. I've been here about...
You must love him. What's your husband's name?
His name's Peter.
Peter.
Reynolds.
Yeah. Okay. You must love Peter.
Oh, obviously. That's love if you move here, isn't it?
Exactly.
No, but I've been here about 4 years now, so I'm used to the weather and it doesn't really faze me anymore, so that's cool. All right. Cool. Yeah.
So, welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
England, although that's 4 years too late because you've been here a while already. You're working for Kent County Council as a project officer.
Yep.
On Kent Connected. Why don't you tell us about what Kent Connected is, and then we'll go on and talk about what it is you need to talk about while you're here.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. So Kent Connected, it hasn't actually launched yet, but it's going to be a website that plans your journey from door to door. So it's aiming to give you sustainable travel options. So if you didn't want to drive the whole distance, you could choose the bus option to the cycle route or cycle and walk the rest or that kind of thing. And it'll show you different journeys on the map. That'll show you, obviously, the more sustainable options. So it'll show you sort of how much carbon emissions you're saving, which obviously reduces congestion and pollution and kind of everything all in one website.
Okay.
So that should be going live in the next few months.
Okay. So can I ask a question there? So for instance, if I said, right, I want to go...
Whitstable to Bexley Heath. It's where I'm always trying to get my mum.
Yeah, no, but that... Yeah, but I was going to ask a specific question before you interrupted.
that a specific question? Yes, I want to get but Whitstable
it wasn't
to
the
Bexley Heath.
But it wasn't the same specific question.
What's yours, then?
You ask her...
No,
it's you that wants to go to Bexley Heath, not me.
Now, what was your specific question? I don't want you getting huffy in front of people.
I wanted to ask if you could do things like identify park and rides and things like that.
Yeah, it should... Yeah, it will be able to.
Yeah.
Kind of all things sustainable travel, so it will eventually have, like, a car-sharing option.
Right,
and, yeah, kind of just... all, you know, opportunities to travel sustainably.
So with the car sharing option, could that be something like, for instance, I'm speaking at a conference in November at Canterbury College.
Yep.
Okay, and there's no car park in there.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we want to offer people is car sharing. Mm-hmm. So if you're all coming to the same conference, how about car sharing?
Perfect.
Would we be able to do that through that website?
Yeah, you would just have to register sort of your details and where you're going from and to.
Then
people who are also registered can go on the website and see who else is traveling that same journey, basically. So you fabulous. Have the option to car share and
absolutely, because that kind of thing is is really easy, if you like, because there's like 500 people all going to the same place.
Exactly.
So a lot of them are going to be coming from the same place as well. So if they car share, that's brilliant, isn't it?
You just need that website to get, you know, where you can go and find out who's car sharing nearby.
Absolutely.
So that will definitely have that on the website. On
nice
the Kent Connected. And it'll be kentconnected.org will be the website.
Okay.
So kind of keep an eye out for that in the next few months.
Well, when it goes live, we have got some links to what you're doing as well, which are on the Business Bunker website already. But when that Kent Connected website goes live, we'll do a big thing on it on here as well
and
publicise it, because that could be really useful.
Yeah, definitely.
But outside of car sharing, there's a lot of other sustainable transport options like cycle paths and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And walking. Mm-hmm. So basically, to answer Jules' questions, how does she walk from Whitstable to Bexley?
Well, it would show you a bunch of different options. So it would show you the car sharing options, or it could
jogging.
Show you if you wanted to take the train.
Roller skating.
I'm talking about my mother, who's 84. Oh.
Exactly.
I mean, she's pretty fit.
Yeah, Ruth could do it. It's you that's got the problem.
It might be like a bus to the train and that kind of thing. So if you didn't want to drive, it would give you other alternative options.
And what about commuting? Because, have I interrupted you again?
No.
Because my new husband goes to Cannon Street. I lose track. It was Cannon Street. I think it might be St Pancras now.
Well, the trains are all disrupted at the moment anyway, aren't they? Because they're digging up the rail tracks.
But, you know, every evening, as you will see on my Twitter, he's always late. He's always delayed. There's always
I'd get suspicious if I were you.
Stuck at Sittingbourne with a blonde or something.
Yeah.
But
having fun.
I'm wondering, and of course the price of rail fares is just astronomical. And he used to drive to Ebbsfleet and then get the train just to save a bit of time, but then that gets expensive.
It does.
Plus he works on the train. So I'm thinking commuters sharing, perhaps, you know, four in a car would be great, wouldn't it?
Exactly,
But then they've all got to be leaving at the same time and coming back
at the same time,
which is difficult.
Yeah, you kind of have to have that flexibility.
Yeah.
Which I think is one reason why people don't opt for sort of not driving, is that convenience. But this website's kind of trying to show you how easy and hopefully simple it will be to switch your journey planning.
Did you ever come across that coach that started going, it was picking up at, what's the big roundabout in Faversham called? It's quite well known.
The big roundabout in Faversham.
Yeah, but it's got a name.
Yeah, the roundabout in Faversham is quite big.
No, it's got a proper name. Brendley Corner.
Right, okay.
So it was picking up at Brendley Corner, and it had Wi-Fi on. Mm-hmm. It was very, very reasonable.
Oh, okay.
And I meant to contact him to do some PR for this guy. I think it stopped. But we'll look into it, because it could be that you could help him get back on track, because it was a great idea.
I don't know if they still do, but there were always lots of executive commuter coaches that went from Kent, from different parts of Kent to London. You know, one of the problems with coach travel is the same as the problem with any road travel. Is that the roads get clogged up, especially during Operation Stack, and then it's game over. And as we all know, Operation Stack has been a nightmare this year. So coach travel was as useless as, chocolate teapot.
And that's kind of also where we're hoping Kent Connected can be useful for people who do drive, is if there is congestion or an accident, it'll send you a text message or an email warning. You can input when you aim to travel, and so it'll give you kind of live feed of how your journey is looking, so that if it is congested, you can, you know, plan it otherwise.
Yeah, so you can alternate route or whatever.
Yeah.
That's really cool. That's really good. And are you showing things like, I know this sounds a bit silly, but it is the reality of life. Even with trains and buses and things like that, people drive to the train station because, you know, we are a rural county.
Yeah, exactly.
For instance, where I live, there is a railway station, but it's got a steam train and it doesn't go very far.
Yeah.
And it certainly doesn't go anywhere you want to go if you're not just having a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a bus service either, so you have to drive to a railway station.
Yeah.
Will the site show things like parking arrangements at railway stations and stuff like that?
So it says,
you know, you can do this kind of thing. So you could, you know, maybe you could,
you could drive somewhere, walk from there to somewhere else,
exactly.
Get a bus to somewhere, get a train and so on.
Yeah.
Because we had a chap that comes on the show, has been on the show a couple of times, from Sustrans, sustainable transport people.
Yeah, David.
David.
And comes on in Lycra, darling.
Because he cycles here.
Yeah.
From Whitstable.
From Whitstable.
No, I used to work for David and he cycled everywhere. It was crazy. Yeah. Even like from Whitstable to Maidstone for meetings.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
And he looks great in Lycra.
Yeah, don't get carried away. Yeah. No, absolutely. So that's the sustainable transport and the other transport. Because you also made reference to the fact that you can ascertain the carbon footprint of each of the journeys undertaken in different ways.
Yes, exactly.
So that's quite cool as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's kind of showing you what you're saving, and not just the carbon emissions, but you're also saving congestion and, opening up car parking spaces for other drivers who do have to drive.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of thinking about the overall big picture of your journey, I guess, and kind of just instilling that.
And it's interesting because quite often, it is difficult to find out. You've got to go somewhere, and you think, well, how can I go there? Do you know what? I might as well drive because it's easier than just trying to find out.
Yeah.
So having it all in one place can be useful because you could do that at your leisure as well, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure a lot of people will go in there and just mess around with it.
Yeah.
Saying, well, like Jules did, well, what if I went from, let's try and find two obscure places.
Yeah.
What if I went from, Sandgate to so-and-so? Mm-hmm. How would I do that?
See what it gives you.
Really, travelling Kent is quite hard because the buses are quite expensive. Mm-hmm. My son says it's a lot more expensive when he comes.
There's a lot of places, like here, for instance, on Romney Marsh, that don't have buses.
Exactly.
Yeah, it would be impossible to get here by public transport, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And it needs a shake-up. And I don't know why, whether government, the UK government, just sort of forget, it all centering around London and... Personally, I think London's overcrowded and that the government should move up to sort of Lancashire or something and stop just cramming everything in London.
Yeah. Well, they're making London bigger, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're incorporating Dartford into London next.
Yeah. Well, Croydon and all that didn't used to be London. It used to be Croydon, Surrey.
Croydon was
it?
Surrey and Bexley, which you were talking about, Bromley, Chislehurst, was all Kent. In fact, once upon a time, Lewisham and Greenwich were Kent as well.
Yeah.
So London's been gradually creeping out, and the next one to go is Dartford. Dartford's due to become a London borough at some time in the future. But on top of that, travelling around the county is you've got the two west to east motorways, which take a lot of the traffic. And operate as a spine until it all comes to a grinding halt, and then you kind of snookered from there on in, really. So a fantastic service that KCC are launching. Is there anything else we should know about what you're up to?
Yeah, kind of under that umbrella of Kent Connected, we have a few other things that I can tell you about. So one of them is we have some business grants available right now for businesses in Kent.
Okay.
You just have to have a minimum of 2 employees, and obviously you have to be a registered business. Basically, we have capital grants available up to £5,000 per workplace, and we are... considering larger bids, but you just have to match it 50%.
Right.
But basically that funding is to be used on a capital funding, I guess. So it could be anything within the grounds of your workplace. So for example, it might be used for cycle storage or adding showers to your office so that people can cycle or walk to work.
Okay.
Anything like IT equipment to prevent any driving at all. So you could have video conference.
Work from home or something.
Yeah, working from home or audio or web conference facilities.
That's very good.
Well,
that's worth
to my mind, having a go about the government, the single biggest thing that we need to do in the UK is to vastly improve our technology infrastructure as far as mobile and broadband are concerned, because the more we do that, the more people are able to work from home, and then you don't have to travel anywhere.
Exactly.
And so that would be amazing. But let me just quantify and make sure that I've understand this, Lindsay, that KCC are offering grants of up to £5,000, as long as I put in £2,500 to match
that? No, it's £5,000 that you can apply for, but if it's any more than that, you just have to match fund it 50%.
Right, so if I wanted 5,000, that's okay.
Yep.
If I wanted 10, I have to put 5 in.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, get that. And it can be for any project, capital project, that involves making transport easier, less
Exactly, more sustainable.
More sustainable and less carbon.
Active travel and, yeah, just sort of eliminating a single-use driver.
So if I wanted to have, like, are you familiar with CyclePod? Which is they're a company in Westrum that make it.
I can tell from her face she's not.
No, but I'm going to explain.
I'm interested though.
Yeah, CyclePod happen to be based in Westrum, but they're a national company, and they make these things where you can store a bike really easily. And basically, it's secure storage, but it's in a very confined space.
Oh, okay.
So you buy or lease a pod from them,
and
you can park loads of bikes in it, but it doesn't take up a huge amount of floor space.
Yeah,
it's a really clever idea.
I have seen it actually. Yeah, I think they do them for like skateboards and scooters and stuff too, don't they?
Yeah. So you could buy one of those,
exactly.
You know, and say, you know, we've got no car parking, but we've got a cycle pod.
Yeah.
So you can cycle and park your bike there. It's perfectly safe. Yeah, no, good idea.
Yeah, so if businesses had any ideas for anything that can be added to the office or workplace to work from home, our website is kentsmartertravel.co.uk.
Cool.
And that's where they can go, and they just apply for the grant, and then they do have to submit a short like travel plan.
Yep.
Just to kind of tell us about your business and what your ideas for the grant to be used for.
Sure. Okay. We will put that link onto the Kent Business Radio website later on. We have been tweeting out the link, but we will put it on the Business Bunker website. And that's the link for a website where you can go and look at what is involved in potentially getting a grant for your business. What else? You're up to a lot of things. You're doing loads of things.
Just one more thing with the grant is there is a deadline, and it's on midnight the 30th of September. So people have a month to go on and apply for them.
Okay. Gosh, so not long. So better get the dates on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do get involved in that. We will put all of that on the Business Bunker website so that people can get in onto that straight away, and you need to get onto it straight away.
Yeah, but we do have lots of money available, so get on there and apply.
So you can get a grant of up to £5,000 to buy computer equipment so that people can work from home, or to buy cycle rack type equipment, and all kinds of, presumably, other stuff that you can think of.
Anything you can think of, basically. Yeah.
Would it stretch? You might not know the answer to this. If I wanted to buy a car, as long as it was, you know, electric or something like that.
Oh, yeah. What are those ones called?
Well, I was thinking of a Porsche 918, but, you know, the fund
they're
doesn't
not
really...
electric, are they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, really? Porsche 918's an electric car. The only drawback is they cost 600,000 quid each.
Oh, gosh.
But apart from that, I couldn't even match fund that, I'm afraid.
I think if it was used for the company, I'm sure you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you bought a company electric car.
Isn't that American big
Tesla?
Company? Yeah. Now, Dr. John, who...
No, there's a lot of hybrid and electric cars on the market.
He test drove it. He said it was absolutely stonkingly amazing.
We've actually got one in Jobs in Kent. We've got a Lexus. One of the guys drives a hybrid Lexus.
Is he pleased with it?
Yeah, very. Funnily enough, I had a look at the BMW i8 on Sunday.
You ate one? A whole one?
i8.
Gosh.
Which is an electric car, but and it's a gorgeous looking car. But BMW obviously have never been to England.
Oh no!
Because it's got one of those with gull wing doors, and you can't park in a car park in England. You can't park a gull wing door car because you can't get out.
Yeah,
it's too wide.
Well, no, the door opens upwards, so our narrow car parking spaces.
I find even with my 4x4, I can't get out.
No, but when you've got conventional doors, you can kind of shimmy out without doing too much damage to the car next to you.
But you have to put one leg out and
But you can do it.
Crab.
In a gullwing door, you could be 3 foot tall and you still can't get out.
So what is it called, gullwing?
Yeah, it's when they open upwards.
Gullwing?
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
Yeah, and the i8 isn't totally a gullwing because it kind of opens vertically. It's weird, but it's useless
for
car parks.
Can I ask you both a question?
Go on.
Because we've been, my new husband and I have been looking into getting an electric car, and especially after Dr. John told us how good the Tesla was. How much does it cost to charge it overnight? Is your electric bill going to rack up? So Paul might know.
All depends what you buy. BMW's range of not just the i8, they have a range of electric cars. You can buy, I think it's $5,000, a special charging unit which goes in your garage, and it's a quick charger, so it only takes like an hour to fully charge the battery.
What if you haven't got a garage?
It's just a car charger. Wherever you park your car, you can put the charger.
Yeah, I think they can put them on the streets, can't they?
Yeah, they can.
Okay. And I know a lot of hotels you're doing talking about grants for hotels. There is a grant for hotels, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, to put in charging points. Yeah, there is.
Because a couple of our friends have put
But to
in.
Answer your question, it all depends. I mean, the first thing is that charging an electric car is a huge sight cheaper than putting petrol in it.
Yeah.
No matter what. And it all depends how fast the charger is. If you use charging points in garages, you know, in petrol stations and filling stations, you're not going to charge it very quickly and you're not going to get a full charge. Mm. You need to charge it overnight, which is why most people drive hybrid cars rather than fully electric cars, because then, one, you can charge it as you're going along to some extent, and two, if your battery goes flat, you've got a petrol engine to get you home.
Still going. Yeah.
Now, I think Dr. John said that with Tesla, if you break down anywhere, they will come out and recharge you free of charge.
Oh, wow. That's really good, isn't it?
Promise, which I thought was amazing.
It's like anything, isn't it? The more acceptable it becomes, the more people that have them, the more options there are. It's like anything, you know, when the motor car was first produced, there were no petrol stations. You know, people used to walk around with a red flag and stuff like that. It life changes, you know. The AA and the RAC were started as petrol deliverers because people would go out driving, there's nowhere to refuel, they'd run out of petrol, so they'd have to, you know, get a Victorian mobile phone, oh no, and get the AA to come and bring petrol to them. So things change.
See, because you're old enough to remember all that. It's so fascinating, isn't it, Lindsay? Yeah. Going back in time to the olden days, like with Paul Andrews, I love that.
Yeah.
It's a real insight.
Yeah, but battery technology is changing rapidly because people are now investing in those kind of things.
Yeah.
Hydrogen replacement batteries, all kinds of things. The lifespan of a battery is changing, and some of the big car manufacturers are making some really wicked cars. I made reference to the Porsche 918. If you look at the Porsche 918, and I'm just saying that as a Porsche driver myself, but the 918 is one of the most awesome sports cars. It's got a top speed of over 200 miles an hour, and it's an electric car.
Oh my gosh.
But it does 300 miles to the gallon because it's a hybrid. It has a petrol engine as well. In fact, it has four petrol engines and four electric engines, one on each wheel.
Wow.
It's an amazing piece of equipment, but it's a massively expensive car. But, you know, but one of the things about cars like that is they develop them in those kind of cars and then bring it down. And I don't know if you know, there's actually a Formula One style race series for electric cars, electric racing cars.
Really?
Yeah, fully electric racing cars.
Wow.
So it's coming.
What I was going to say was, when I was in Manhattan, which I really enjoyed.
Were you in Manhattan?
Yes.
You weren't in Manhattan. We didn't know.
I was promoting my new husband's book, which is Hashtag Frontier.
Has Gavin written a book?
Yes.
We've never heard of that.
If Ken Heron is listening, the hashtag is Frontier, and it's exploring the top 10 emerging markets of tomorrow. And you can follow him at Frontier Funds. So I do his social media. But when I was in Manhattan, I walked everywhere. It was very humid. I loved it. But the one thing that did get me was the pollution.
Yeah.
Because it's humid, I couldn't breathe. And I live on the sea. So I got home and first thing I did was just sort of go,
some fresh air.
And I'm slightly asthmatic as well. So, but I think Boris...
Not much hope for you, really, is it?
Boris has also said that, people are dying in London now from, respiratory problems.
Yeah.
I don't know the numbers. Do you happen to know?
I don't know.
We can Google it.
Yeah.
When we have a song, when Paul plays a song, we'll Google. But there was quite a high number of people that are actually dying. So they've got to do something.
Definitely.
And also the other thing I was reading about, Lindsay, was Danish cycle tracks. Do you know about Danish cycle tracks?
A little bit, yeah.
Where they make... Do you, Paul Andrews, know about Danish? So they
I know the pastries.
Yeah, you would. A Danish pastry. They make the sidewalk.
Here we go.
Just a little bit higher than, so that they're segregated in some way. So it's a Danish cycle path.
A
pastry.
I'm smiling because there was a thing on Facebook over the weekend of cycle paths that went wrong.
Oh no.
Really daft cycle. So daft councils that have done, this is a cycle path and it runs for like 8 feet into a brick wall.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. No. Just really dumb things that people have done with cycle paths. Absolutely. So, once again, Lindsay, the full website isn't available yet, but when it is, it's going to be kentconnected.org.
That's right,
and we're gonna, on the Business Bunker, we're gonna promote that when it comes out and
Thank
let people
you.
Know about it. At the moment, you can go into
kentsmartertravel.co.uk.
kentsmartertravel.co.uk. Yeah. We will put a link on the Business Bunker for that. If you follow the Business Bunker or me, Vanilla Web, on the Twitter, we have been tweeting out that link as well. And we will put all of that on the Kent Business Radio website. You've got until the 30th of September mm-hmm. to apply for your sustainable transport grant. And you can buy capital equipment using that grant up to £5,000, and that can include things like computer equipment and audio equipment for working from home, and presumably Skype and microphones and things like that, mm-hmm. as well as transport-related things like bikes or what have you. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show and bringing that to our attention. You've been an absolute pleasure as a guest. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. Fascinating insights into what we're doing to try and provide sustainable transport and to get people to use more transport options for their journeys. And especially, you know, I know we get very angry in the business community about Operation Stack, but of course one of the problems with Operation Stack is there's no alternatives and you get stuck in your car in the middle of nowhere. So hopefully, before, although the French have been on strike again over the weekend, but they didn't...
Mon Dieu, not again.
I'm afraid so.
Quelle horreur.
Yeah, mensonge dans l'arbre.
Oui, your songe.
Yeah.
Tu songe.
No, I've only got one monkey.
vous songe.
My monkey is up a tree.
Yeah, that's all he knows.
That's the only French I know. Mensonge dans l'arbre. But they didn't implement Operation Stack, thankfully. But hopefully, if it happens again, which it will, by that time the website will be out and we'll be able to plan journeys that minimise the disruption of that, because that's a lot of the problem with Stack is that because you can't use the motorways, you're sent off onto the side roads, everybody gets lost and all kinds of things happen and it gets all nasty.
I've just thought of another thing, which is my bugbear. May I ask, Lindsay?
Of course.
Know you, Paul Andrews can look at his Twitter. Waterways. I mean, do Kent County Council look into the waterway? We've got this river that goes up to London. You know, we can get from Whitstable, we could whiz over to
Southend. You could kayak up the Thames, Jules.
Honestly, I could practically kayak from Whitstable to Southend. I go through the Dartford Tunnel and queue up is ridiculous. Even with the prepay thing now, you still queue.
I'm going to tell you something about that.
He's pointing at me, Lindsay.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to tell you something about that. My oldest son, Jamie, has just acquired
a kayak.
He has just bought a blow-up kayak.
A hovercraft?
No, a blow-up kayak. It comes packed in a little bag.
Specifically to go up to London with?
No, it's a sea kayak. And he's specifically using it outside your house in Whitstable Bay. And he promised to give you a wave.
Yeah.
It's a blow-up kayak, and it fits in a little plastic bag. And you unfold it from the bag and blow it up, and it's a full sea-going kayak.
Really?
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Well, tell him. You know that I watch many, many times, you know, people tumble over out of their kayaks and things.
Oh,
and call
I bet.
Them
yeah,
things.
Yeah.
But, you know, the sea that we've had this rain, the sea, as I walked my dog yesterday, I've never seen it so high. It was a very, very full sea. And it's gouged out when we had that storm last Monday, if you remember. It's a week ago. It's gouged out a huge bit of the beach there. But I do think we underuse our waterways. And I know that Boris, again, now in London, they're starting to use the river taxis, which they had in the 80s.
Yeah.
And they sort of fizzled out. They were going from Putney and everything. But now they're coming back.
Yeah.
But we need to use
that. Yeah, that is such a good idea.
So and what should we do? Should we get some hovercraft?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Australia has
some blow-up kayaks.
Sea cats.
And blow-up kayaks, yeah.
So what's better, a sea cat or a hovercraft?
I don't know what the issues are in getting across. There is the Woolwich Ferry. You can cross the Thames at the Dartford Crossing on the Woolwich Ferry.
Yeah, but we need Sea Cat, I think, was the one. It was very, very fast.
Yeah, but the Thames is too narrow. You wouldn't get up to speed. You'd just crash into the other bank.
No, but to nip over from Whitstable, Herne Bay to what we've got there, Southend, Sheppey.
It's not far enough to get a Sea Cat up to speed.
Okay. Well, what could we use then? A ferry?
Well, it all depends what you're trying to do. A kayak, I just told you, a rowing boat.
Yeah.
A coracle for you. You could put your witch's hat on and use a coracle.
Burn a few calories along the way.
I'm being sensible, Paul Andrews. There must be some. You're saying that it's not far enough for a Sea Cat. A bridge, another bridge.
But what are you trying to take across there? You've got to think this through.
All these people that are going via Dartford. When we go to Southend, we go via Dartford or Colchester or Essex.
Think about it. when you say people, how are you transporting them, and what are they doing the other side? Are you talking lorries, cars, foot passengers,
everything.
Bicycles? No, well, there's different...
The whole shebang.
No, but... Think
ferries
it through.
Take everything. They take lorries, cars, people, goats.
How wide is the Thames Estuary?
I don't know.
Exactly. And how many lorries would it take on a boat to get across the Thames Estuary? Two.
Well, then we need to rethink.
No, you need to rethink.
There must be a way.
There is a second crossing that's being talked about, and the FSB are heavily involved in discussing where that crossing is going to be, whether it's alongside the existing crossings or whether it's further down the river. One of the plans was to put it much further down so that it crossed to Southend. Mm. Whether that's another tunnel, whether it's a bridge, whether it's anything else, there are lots of different plans that are being discussed at the moment for further crossing points at all points along the North Thames coast. Cool. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us on the show and telling us all about that. A fascinating discussion, even with her silly ideas.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. We will publicise the new website as soon as it comes out.
Thank you.
But for the moment, grab your grants, and you've got to do them by the 30th of September, so do get in there very quickly. For the moment, Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Cool. We've had a few tweets. Fruitworks have tweeted again, and they said, psst, Vanilla Web. Don't forget to mention it's our regular bake-off today as well.
Oh,
cake.
Oh, Danish pastries.
Yeah, the Fruitworks bake-off.
Do they actually cook?
Apparently they all do a cake. And apparently it's bake-off day today.
That sounds fantastic.
Last week they put pictures up of carrot cake. By the time I got in there, it had all gone. I don't see any of this cake. So you can save me a slice of whatever you're knocking out down there.
Well, your birthday cake was lovely from Blur.
It was, yeah.
Blur
Couture. There's still a bit of it out there.
Really?
There's still the...
Of course. We can't eat that one, though.
You can't eat that bit, but that was the ornament.
See, Lindsay perked up when you said there was cake, and now you've dashed it all. Yeah. There's cake next door, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fruitworks have replied, you'll have to come and pick it up and say hello. Yeah.
Okay. All right,
we'll do, yeah. Who else have we got? What else have you got on Twitter?
Well, we've got lovely Alan Note. We've mentioned him.
Yeah.
The Riverford sisters, the organic sisters, listening in, saying we deliver to home and office fruit, veg, all organic, and pantry.
Kent Venues have said, it's Business Bunker on today, all about Kent business, hosted by Vanilla Webb and Jules Serkin. And you can listen here. That's Kent Venues. They're a portal for people... who are looking to book venues for things like weddings or meetings or conferences or whatever. And Kent Venues list all the Kent places where you can do that. And if you are a hotel or a venue, you can have your place listed on the kentvenues.co.uk website. So do check that out.
And Dial a Brain, they've said, hi, Paul and Jules and Vanilla Webb, Jules Serkin. We launched Dial a Brain, and there's a free webinar hosting service today. Mm-hmm. And just to recap... you can go on to dialabrain.com and you can find out all about it. But it's real experts, excuse me, who deliver real-time advice via video conference. So
cool.
That's great.
Oh, Twitter's suddenly woken up. I've got 128 tweets.
Oh,
wow. All of a sudden.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll sort some of those out and we'll go into them. Oh, AK Pet Services. They've sent a picture of a bottle of wine for you, Jules. Have you seen that?
A large one,
yeah.
Martin White is saying, looking forward to being on next week. Mm. And he says, I've just sent him the address. And he says, far easier for me to get there than the old venue in Romney. So he prefers the Dymchurch one. Mm.
And Alan Noak of the World's Most Expensive Link has also tweeted again, enjoying listening in live for a change during the school holidays. Because Alan's a maths teacher at Sandwich Technology College. So welcome on board. We have got an email with an update on the World's Most Expensive Link that we're going to read shortly. I think, Jules, you can do one short email and then we'll have our mid-show break while we get our next guest on the phone. What do you reckon?
Lovely. That's a very good idea. We have an event coming up, listener. Excuse me. Digital marketing. And they say, without a doubt, the most informative digital marketing event. 55% of small businesses believe that they should do more to market their business online. And over 54% do not fully understand which marketing is working. And nearly 23%, they say, spend money where they think it works. Speed is of the essence. Are you fast off the mark? 50% of consumers do business with a company that responds to them first. Yet only a third of email website inquiries are returned in less than an hour. I'm not surprised when you see the number of emails we get. Mm. So they're saying here, Digital in Kent conference is on the 12th of November. It's at the Orchards in East Marling.
East Marling.
It's where you need to come for information and advice. It's £67 plus VAT. And you can phone, there's a phone number here, so grab your pen. You can email info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk. Let's hope they answer within the hour, Lindsay. Mm. And it's the phone number is 01732 758 530, listener. That's 01732 758 530. And again, that venue is on the 12th of November, that event at the Orchards in East Marling, and it's about digital marketing working for your business.
Thanks. We've had a tweet from Venom Tech that says, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, please shout out a reminder for the ELRIG Drug Discovery Conference, which starts tomorrow, and we will be there on stand A2. That's Venom Tech on stand A2 at the E_LRIG. That's their Twitter handle, E_LRIG, the ELRIG Drug Discovery Conference. Go and visit Venom Tech at stand A2. We've also had a tweet from the fabulous Mr. Gav Paws of Paws Radio. That's P-A-U-Z-E. And Gav does reggae radio, and he's had a really tweet saying that he's listening in to the Business Bunker show. That's Paws Radio on the Twitter, and that happens to be Gav Paws.
I love that name.
He's lovely, and he does a reggae radio station in Kent, based in over in West Kent there. So thank you to all those people. Do keep your tweets coming. We're going to have a little break now. We're going to have a listen to this.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.